Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Desirous Prime Show. I'm Mike Desirous Prime with Wilf, and today we're going to talk about wrestling again.
Wrestling!
So let's get straight into it. What you got for us today?
Well.
Got a loud well for a start.
I have, but there's no water in it.
Well played.
Actually, well played.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's been the lowest ratings ever.
It's been shit.
Shite like a shiter.
It is, another doing this whole wild card thing. Where three or four guys can fucking jump from one show to the other. And the concept in and of itself isn't too bad. Although I would limit it to November. The Survivor Series, because you have the usual SmackDown versus Raw shit there. Doing it all year, and is it like four guys specific, or is it just any four?
I think it's three guys.
I think it's four. It was three originally, but then Lars Sullivan showed up in Vince's office and was like, better make that four.
But Lars Sullivan just shows it wherever the fuck he likes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's specific people. I don't think one night, Roman can go over with fucking Daniel Bryan and Kofi, like fucking last night, apparently, because I don't know, I've not watched it. And then the next night, it'd be fucking Aleister Black, whoever, whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's absolutely bollocks. It shows that Vince is losing his fucking mind. He's...
Right, the XFL's been picked up on a fucking... Vince isn't running the XFL this time, someone else is.
Not sure it might actually do well.
Though. Yeah, the thing is, that means WWE stuck with it.
Oh, I don't know. Because there's rumours, and they're probably not true, that it's coming to an end. He may be stepping down sooner than we think.
He's looking really good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know he is old, but he looks old. Yeah, back in, like, the fucking 90s, 2000s, and that, like, he didn't look as old as he was. But oh, now he's starting to look as old as he is.
Because back then, he was, like, in his fucking 50s. And it's like, mate, you're looking old now. Fuck off home. You know? But, yeah. I think over the past few weeks, I've done enough slating with Vince McMahon to slate him some more this week. But yeah, lowest ratings ever because Vince McMahon's a cop.
Yep.
And since you've already talked about the fucking superstar show, put wild card bollocks. I will delete that one. What was it? Target that they were going for, Joey Ryan. You've probably never heard of him.
He's the penis guy, isn't he?
Yeah. Fan-fucking-tastic. Funny as fuck. And it's like, they offered him a contract, but he'd take a pay cut, and then go into coaching after.
Yeah.
And he's like, no. Why would you? Why would you take a pay cut?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm going to go to AEW.
Not only that, but I think that's the only reason they went after him.
Well, yeah.
Thing is, though, he doesn't really have a gimmick that works in the PG environment.
No. Not with everyone grabbing his knob.
No.
And him doing the fucking pecker twist or whatever it's
called. And having his fucking cock druids.
Yeah. Oh, penis. But yeah. Because everyone was like, oh yeah, he'll go. He'll go. And it's like, no, I'm not. It's like, why would I take? And it was like, something like 30 grand less than what he was making. And he's like, no, I've still got a couple of years in me to fucking wrestle. So I'm going to make as much money as I can whilst doing that to make sure that my family's all sorted out.
Yeah.
But when I retire, all right, they've offered me a job at the end of it, which ain't going to pay a fucking lot because they don't get paid a lot just for fucking coaching. Yeah. So Jay Ryan, AEW, it was the best choice for him.
Yeah.
Because they'll get away with doing all the fucking pecker stuff.
Yeah.
it shows how long I've gone without watching the wrestling. I didn't realise Liv Morgan's not on telly.
What's up with that?
Apparently she's just not being used.
That again.
She posted a wanted poster of herself. So, if found, please return to the wrestling ring. Well, I don't think it said that, but... yeah. Well, I like Liv Morgan.
Mm.
You know.
She's something different.
Yeah. She's fitting on.
Does that as well.
I'd poke her in the eye. The brown one.
Anyway. But so, yeah, it just seems like she's gone the way of sanity. And all that lot.
Yeah. But it's like... I don't know. Because she tweeted something that she was going on the road with Ruby Riott. Ruby Riott didn't get drafted over SmackDown, did she?
No. I thought Liv Morgan did.
Yeah. But she's tweeted that she's going on the road around Europe with Ruby Riott. And like, oh, we'll miss you, said Logan. Which I thought was a bit confusing. Because he's got the European tour coming, didn't
he? Yeah.
So, well, unless they're just going to band them back together just for like house shows or whatever.
Maybe. You know? Well, they tend to play the same arena, don't they? Raw and SmackDown, though.
Well, yeah. So, it saves fanning around.
Yeah, so travelling together is kind of makes then sense.
Why is Sarah Logan not good?
I don't know, maybe she wasn't part of the tour. I don't know.
Well, if you're going to have Ruby Riott, then you'd think that they'd have Sarah Logan being right squad, unless they've all gone their own way.
Yeah.
But then there's another women's tag team out of the fucking window.
Yep.
But we covered that last week. So yeah, I want Liv Morgan back on telly. So I can look at her loveliness. Because she's lovely.
I'm very lovely.
Mm. Yeah, lovely Liv Morgan. Vince fires lead writer of Raw, apparently being difficult to work with. Apparently that was, I think it was yesterday, a couple of days ago. Because apparently this lead writer, he wanted things doing his way and he took it personally. And he got into an argument with someone else, one of the other writers, who basically told the fuck off. And then Vince has come along like, off you fuck. But to be honest, they could do a fucking firing all the writers at the minute.
I was just thinking, I'm trying to figure out,
lead writer's the head honcho.
Yeah, right? I know, yeah. But I'm just trying to figure out whether the lead writer's the one responsible for all the shit stories, or whether the lead writer might be butting heads with people because he's trying to fucking veto the shit stories, or get rid of the shit stories and put something better on TV.
Well, I think the way it'll go is like everyone will have a story, and the lead writer will be the one that go, right, well, we'll take these ones to Vince, and he'll oversee all the stories, and obviously Vince is the one that's like, nope, whatever. But because this guy's took it personally, and he's got in an argument with another writer, Vince is like, dump it, motherfucker.
But what personally, though?
The storylines. He takes them personally. And it's like, alright, fucker. I don't know, it was all confusing in the fucking article I read.
Yeah.
But yeah.
See, if he takes them personally, that says to me that he cares about the storylines.
Oh, you think?
And it seems to me like he might be the only one.
Mm.
They've got rid of the only person who cares about him. That's for all probably we know, he might be like, they might, the other writers might be pitching good stories, and he's like, well, no, we'll send the shit ones to Vince. I don't know. I think we need more information on that.
apparently he was difficult to work with as well. I don't know.
We need more information on that before we can come.
Yeah.
It could be a case of he's responsible for the shit stories, or he's trying to put better stories out there and getting fucking overruled. I don't know.
It's probably why Raw was shit, man.
Yeah.
Not
if I, that's no. If Raw was really bad.
Really.
Couple of good moments, you have Kofi versus Daniel Bryan in a rematch, but
that leads up to the next one. Daniel Bryan's back.
Yep.
On Raw. All shows come back on.
He's one of the fucking wild cards, isn't he?
Yeah.
Which isn't really wild cards if you know who's coming.
No.
Which makes me think it might be, it could be like any four.
Pre-announced. What's the point?
Because what they need, to send fucking wild card tag teams on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, let's try and... We're going to get into the fucking tag.
But yeah, Daniel Bryan's back. He's all good.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
I'm glad he's back.
So am I. I like the little goat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a goat. Shut up. Adam Cole. Alright.
Baby.
Is allowed to wrestle for another promotion. Evolve Wrestling. It's unheard of.
I don't think he's the only one.
I've never heard of anyone else.
I don't know if WWE's got a deal with Evolve, but I'm pretty sure there's other wrestlers that do have Evolve commitments.
The first I've heard of a WWE wrestler going to wrestle with someone else while still under contract with WWE.
Yeah, not with me. I can't remember who it is.
Answers on a postcard.
I think it was a tag team.
Not Legion of Doom, did it?
No.
Was the Road Warriors.
No. I think I saw something about it because there was a WWE tag team or some WWE wrestlers were at an Evolve event. I think they're NXT.
Oh, well, weren't that when they're in the crowd?
No. They actually had a match.
Weren't Bizango, was it, before they become Bizango?
No.
I think I know who you're on that, but I can't.
I don't know if it's Heavy Machinery or something. Or the War Raiders or something like that?
Probably the War Raiders. Oh, sorry. The Viking Raiders.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're still going to get called fucking War Raiders, aren't they?
It might have been the Undisputed Era. I don't know. I know that there was like... Adam Cole isn't the only NXT guy that's got this Evolve thing or had or done WWE and Evolve at the same time.
Yeah. Not pissed on that one, far, then. Oh, yeah. Rhino rejects contract. Apparently it was double, he's been offered double of what he's on now on his, like, baseline. Mm. It's like, for when he loses, what he gets paid. And he's like, no, don't want it. But it's not because of how he's being used. I think he just wants to go somewhere else.
Mm.
Because he's not being used anyway.
Unless it's like a fucking...
A marina.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in the article that mentioned him owning an arena, a marina and that, he was like, I've still got a good 5-6 years in me.
Mm.
And then I'll go and do the boaty stuff. With boaty, boat face. The boat. I don't think that's the name of his boat. But yeah, so he's leaving July 17th.
Your mum there for us, this thing.
Yeah, I'm a biatch. But yeah, July 17th is his last appearance. If he's used.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Didn't you like retire in the adverts something on Raw a few weeks ago?
Probably.
I don't know.
Anyway, so I'm not what you want to eat. Well, what else is it? Gallows and Anderson, Leo Rush reject contracts. Again.
I know Leo Rush wanted more money.
Yep. He reckons he should be on 600 odd grand a fucking year. No, mate.
The thing is, see, this is one of those where it's kind of on that, in that respect, it's a bit like, I don't know, because I've heard that he like gets paid less than the standard people.
The average wage is around about 360 grand a year.
Right.
He was offered 300. He doesn't really fucking do a lot of wrestling.
No.
And all of a sudden, he wants 600 grand. More than, well, bigger names than what fucking he is.
Mm-hmm.
Because he seems to think he's better than every fucker.
Yeah.
And it's like, they just turn around and said, no, we're not giving you fucking 600 grand a year.
I think Mark Henry spoke out about it recently.
Yeah,
Rush thing.
Yeah, he's not happy. Apparently, yeah. He's pulled him aside before and like, watch your fucking mouth and watch your actions. If someone tells you to go and get a fucking bottle of water for him, you go and fucking get it.
He tried to put a race card, didn't he?
Yeah. Busted. And it's like, Mark Henry turns around and says, when I turned up, no matter who it fucking was, Booker T, fucking Kurt Angle, fucking whoever, if they wanted a bottle of water fetching, I went and fucking got him it.
It wasn't... Zoom number one. Okay.
Yeah. It's like, nothing to do with fucking race. It's the hierarchy within the fucking locker room.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh no, I'm not doing that because it's all fucking, it's racist and belittling. He's like, fuck off. It's knowing your fucking pecking order.
A black man had to go and fetch water for a Samoan. There's nothing racist about that.
No.
But yeah, Yokozuna was Samoan.
And then, it's like, when you got fucking Ron Simmons and Booker T and fucking whoever else, and you'll have like, I don't know, Perry Saturn come in, who would end up being like the lowest on the fucking totem pole, he'd have to come fucking fetch a mitt.
Yeah.
Did he turn around and say, well, I've got to go and fetch fucking water for a black man?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Because he got on with it.
Yeah, he shagged them up. So,
well, yeah, you know, old moppy and wore a dress. But it's the hierarchy of the fucking back room. You do as you're fucking told.
He's trying to turn it into a fucking game. He's trying to play the race card.
He's trying to get fired. Guarantee it. And if he gets fired, he'll end up in AEW and then fucking...
It's so fucking...
Don't get me wrong, the guy can wrestle. But his attitude's fucking stupid.
Mm.
He needs a slap.
Yeah.
With Moppy. But yeah, and then Anderson Gallows again.
Don't blame him.
No, neither.
Don't fucking blame him.
If he actually did something with them, but no. It's a case of, you want this? No. Right. You want this? No. Right. What do you want? Releasing? So we can go and do our own thing back in fucking Japan or at AEW. I can see them going to AEW.
Yeah.
But yeah, it, absolute waste of fucking talent.
Yeah.
Because the manager...
And you got Leo Rush fucking moaning about fucking how he's being mistreated and it sends a bad message to young black men everywhere. He is where he deserves to be.
Yeah.
Gallows and Anderson deserve better.
Mm.
They deserve better than Rush. They deserve better than what they're getting.
Well, yeah. It's all fucking Gallows. Anderson and Gallows have worked. And I mean fucking worked to be where they are.
Yeah. They especially Gallows.
Yeah.
Because he had to fucking go through being fake Kane. Festus. And then Festus. And then part of the Straight Edge Society, which I think was where he started to form his own a decent identity for himself. But then he got released, went over to Japan, fucking nailed it in Japan, came back, and
then got ruined.
Yeah.
But I can see them either going back to Japan or they'll get AEW and they'll blow up again.
Mm.
And Vince will be like, what the fuck have I done?
I won't accept accountability.
Oh, he'll make fucking excuses. Sure. Oh, he needn't fucking be like, oh, that's down to them and their fucking wrestling. It's like, no, mate, it's down to your fucking booking.
Fucking said Cesaro doesn't have the it factor. This is when Cesaro had his own fucking section.
Yeah.
I think it was the first Stone Cold podcast what Vince was on, and he said Cesaro doesn't have it. He said it was something to do with the language barrier.
His fucking English is better than mine. He's a
even with no teeth. Oh,
yeah, geriatric old him or me?
Both.
Yeah. It's like fucking. They gave him a massive push as well. And if he doesn't have his own, if he doesn't have the it factor, why did they push him? Obviously, before coming out of the bar.
Maybe think that was intended. But I mean, what they've done with him since he got traded to Raw. Fuck all.
No. Yet he still wears the bar fucking shorts. Of what I've seen from a week ago.
Yeah, that's the only time I've seen it.
Yeah. But yeah, fucking. Oh. I give up. I really do.
Then we've got the revival.
Yeah.
It were severely fucking belittled on Raw last night. Fucking put into a stupid fucking comedy skit with the Usos that was clearly designed to send a message and say, look, if you're not going to stay, we'll ruin you before you leave.
They did that last week as well.
Mm.
With the back shaving. Yep. Fucking.
They got an offer of endorsement off that one.
Yeah, I know. So that fucking backfired in a minute. Oh, yeah, we'll belittle them. Oh, do you want to make some money shaving backs?
Yeah.
Well, not actually shaving back.
Endorsing our product.
Yeah, like shaving cream.
I mean, do you reckon that's why the Raw head writer got fired? Because he was like, look, just let the revival go. Don't be twats to them. Otherwise, you're burning bridges.
Yeah.
You're fired.
And then next thing you know, they never want to work you again. They end up becoming like the biggest fucking tag team in the world.
Mm.
And you're like, I want them back. And they're like, fuck you, Vince. Fuck you right in the pussy. Because you are one. You wrinkly old bullsack.
Yep. Pussy.
Pussy. But yeah. Really done.
It's kind of like. It's the tag team that we do this every week, and I'm getting sick of fucking talking about it now.
It shows every fucking week.
Yeah.
On TV, what they're doing with the fucking tag division. Absolutely fuck all.
It's.
SmackDown ain't got one.
WWE.com posted this thing, who should be the next tag team champions? You've got Rusev and Nakamura, you've got Finn. The heavy machinery and that. Then you've got Finn Balor and Ali. They were listed as one of the. Oh, what tag team do you reckon should fucking win the tag titles?
Right.
I'm assuming it's Finn Balor and Ali. They were next to each other in the photo.
No. Is it Andrade? Sure, I've seen some earlier. Andrade and Ali. It was either that or they were fighting tomorrow night.
They might be fighting tomorrow night or tonight.
Oh, tonight, yeah. No.
Well, no, I definitely didn't get Finn Balor mixed up with Andrade.
Oh,
because Intercontinental title on shoulder kind of gave it away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah.
It's something we fucking complain about every week on this fucking podcast. It's a tag division.
Should we just change it, the name of it, to Let's Moan About the WWE Tag Team Championship?
That's probably what the episode title of this episode is going to be called.
Oh, yeah.
Tag team bitching again. Not in the sense that these tag teams are bitching.
It has gone on longer than any other fucking thing we've talked about.
Wait, have you got anything, have you got any happy news on there? Anything good to talk about? That isn't negative?
AJ Styles wants to team up with Finn Balor, but apparently management don't get it.
What? So you started good then?
AJ wants to work with Finn Balor, but management are like, we don't get it. Because apparently they've never worked together. Even in Japan, when...
Well, yeah, because Styles came in as Balor was leaving. Styles took Balor's place as the leader of the Bullet Club.
Yep. So they never worked together. And he's like, I really want it to happen. Really want it to happen. I think he's aiming for like a tag team. He's like, Styles, Balor. Balor Styles.
Ooh.
I don't know. There's a name for you. Pretty sure that's how they fucking named the Boss and Hook connection.
Mm.
Or the Rock and Sock connection. Has every fucker got a connection?
Phenomenal demon connection.
Yeah. But yeah.
Management doesn't get it.
They don't. It's
if they
stupid.
Did that, fucking Gallows and Anderson would probably sign those fucking contracts.
Yes.
Because they could get in on it.
And there you go, the OGBC.
Yeah.
Fucking wankers!
Yeah. I've heard rumours that Gallows and Anderson are gonna like fucking team up with Styles and help him win the Universal title.
Right.
So, or help him out against Rollins. And Styles has been acting a little bit heelish. Well, not heelish, but not as babyface-ish as Rollins, maybe. But I don't know. I don't think they'll take the title off Rollins so soon.
No, I can see them turning AJ rather than Seth.
Well, yeah, I think if anyone's going to turn him, I see them having a couple of face versus face matches, and then Styles might get frustrated and recruit back Gallows and Anderson. That way Rollins gets a decent run with the title, then Styles can take it off him.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's fucking... What he just said, fucking, I was like, oh, Balor and what, AJ wants to team up with Balor. Yay, but management don't get it. Fuck off.
Just got your hopes up and then.
I didn't say, is there any good news that you're going to fucking turn bad on me? You just fucking turned the news heel.
Have you seen the fucking John Moxley video?
Not yet, but I know it's out.
Oh. So high quality. It's got people questioning
whether WWE produced it.
Yeah. So, is it WWE? I don't think it's a TNA quality production. Pretty sure it's not fucking AEW, but apparently one of their cinematographers is pretty well known in that industry, not the wrestling industry, but the
film, cinema.
Yeah, cinema industry. Could it be AEW? Could it be somewhere else? Oh, I don't even know where.
Did they announce it's signed for him?
No.
Moxley's, pretty sure Moxley's joined AEW.
No. No, not yet. It would have been all over the fucking shop. But no, it's like, everyone's like, John Moxley. Because it does have your question. Because they kept announcing that he was leaving, and it would be Dean Ambrose's last match, with the emphasis with Dean Ambrose's last match, that he comes back as John Moxley. But John Moxley is pure hardcore. But they don't do that. Like back in the 90s.
Mm.
So it's... Oh. I'd like to see him back in the WWE. Done properly. But how are you going to have a hardcore wrestler in a non-hardcore match? Because it would just be Dean Ambrose again, but it's just changed his name. Because there's going to be no hammers or whatever.
Yeah. there's nothing. It's still just speculation and shit.
But yeah. It's like I've been writing everything up today, and there's been no mention of him signing with AEW.
Sure, I saw a tweet from AEW that said he was signed.
No. Because. What was it? There was rumours that CM Punk might turn up at Double or Nothing. And everyone's like, oh yeah, it's like, because he showed up in that match fucking few weeks ago, he's going to show up at AEW and fucking sign for them. No, because apparently he's doing colour commentary for a mixed martial arts company that night whilst it's going on. So
apparently WWE want him back as well.
He'll never go back there.
No.
Unless they give him a big fat rise and creative freedom or a public apology for how they treated him and every other fucking wrestler that's been in their employment.
Yeah. A WrestleMania main event. That's all he ever wanted.
And his ice cream bars.
Yeah.
But he had his ice cream bars.
Didn't get the Mania main event though. Should have done.
Yep. But nope. Actually, no. But yeah. I can see Ambrose going to AEW.
Yeah, I think that's where I'll go.
But it does still make me question, with the quality of production on that video, is it WWE? Is he going back as John Moxley? Because they've never mentioned it about anyone leaving for so fucking long.
And like...
oh, excuse me. But yeah. And it's all every week. Oh, Dean Ambrose last match. Dean Ambrose last match. They've never done that. And then all of a sudden, this video comes out. John Moxley. Makes you shrug your shoulders and go, I don't know. So, are they just changing his name? And it's like his hands wrapped in barbed wire. So it's going back to his old hardcore roots.
But his hands are bleeding.
Yeah.
And they're going to do blood.
Not intentionally, anyway.
So, I don't know. I don't think it WWE. If it is, it's a pretty smart move.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think it would be.
It would be the cleverest thing they've done in a long fucking time.
And I don't think WWE are capable of that at the minute.
Unless he goes back on SmackDown, because SmackDown's going to Fox, and they want it more edgy.
Mm.
You know, so they might bring back hardcore matches.
Yeah.
Obviously not as hardcore.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing that. If I'm honest.
No, I don't think Moxley's. I don't think he's going to WWE going back. But that's giving WWE too much credit.
Yeah.
More credit than they deserve at the minute, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I don't think they've got it in them to do that. They can't even fucking do a superstar shake-up and balance tag teams. How are they going to fucking do that John Moxley thing?
Well. but yeah, anyway. Would be nice though. But, Jericho wants Punk in the AEW.
Don't surprise me.
No.
It's challenging for the IWGP title, isn't it?
Carter.
Yeah. Should be a good match.
Oh, most likely will be. Carter's fucking shit off. Yeah. But yeah, he wants Punk in AEW. I'd like to see Punk back in wrestling. But I don't think that will work. I don't think we'll ever see him back.
I only want to see him back in wrestling if he wants to be in wrestling.
Mm. But
because fucking WWE broke him.
Yeah.
They broke his spirit.
Absolutely fucking ruined the bloke.
Mm.
Yeah, he's like, he got himself over. They don't like that.
No.
But they like it with Daniel Bryan.
They had to with Daniel Bryan.
They had to with Punk.
Mm.
And it's like, yeah, we'll just fuck you off and see you later, bye. Keep you under contract for fucking 2 years, you can't do anything. And then fire you on your wedding day. Which is bitch fucking move. I'll guarantee that wouldn't have been down to Vince, that would be down to Triple H.
Apparently Vince said on the Stone Cold podcast, that wasn't intentional, that was just a coincidence.
Really?
I don't believe it for a second.
All over the fucking news that fucking Punk and AJ were getting married at this fucking date. And he's like, oh yeah, so I've not watched any fucking wrestling news, not read anything, not been on internet. By the way, you're fired. Just as he says, I do. I'm like, oh fucking hell, prick. At least then you can go back to work. So I'm fucking out.
I'm surprised if Punk consider that the best wedding gift ever.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I can go back to work. Will Harper join the Firefly Funhouse?
Again, it's another one of those that Harper wants out as well.
Yeah.
It's...
It would be nice to see them back together.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were a dominating force. Even though I've not seen this week's Funhouse.
Apparently it had actual kids on it. And
yeah.
They weren't enjoying it.
I've seen a picture. He's got about 6 or 7 kids sat around him. And apparently the old rampant rabbit died, whatever its fucking name is. Yeah, apparently that died. Bray Wyatt's like, if you go back 5 years ago, I did 8 consecutive backstage segments, and there's
one line was
not meant to be in there, and it's like there's, and put them all together, but read it as a poem, not as a statement. It's like, okay, has it been really that long that they've been working that out to fucking be like, oh yeah, just go back to 5 years ago to these statements?
I haven't looked them up, but
well, I'm sure it's what went on.
Seems like an interesting sort of puzzle.
Well, yeah,
definitely a Bray Wyatt thing, and again probably something he did on his own without WWE creator's input, because again that's giving him too much credit.
Well, yeah, probably didn't even fucking realise.
No, I think Wyatt would have known.
But then
it does seem a very Bray Wyatt thing to do 5 years later, just bring this up, and it's like, okay.
But then have it as part of this Firefly Funhouse.
I don't necessarily know if it's part of the Firefly Funhouse. It might just be a little game he was playing.
I don't know. But yeah. It might be a bit strange, that one. Brock, Goldberg, and Taker, Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
Brock fucking Lesnar. Can't he just fuck off?
Apparently he's retired from MMA.
Yeah.
Right as he was drug tested.
Yeah. Well, because he's fucking high as a kite on fucking steroids. But it's marvellous how he can get past fucking WWE's testing, isn't it? Why can't he just fucking retire from WWE? Oh no, it's a big fat payback if whenever he feels like it. Arsehole. Goldberg, on the other hand. I like Goldberg.
Yeah, good to see him again.
He's funny in the Goldbergs. Because he plays the high school teacher's brother. It's funny and proper funny.
I know, it's seen with old words.
Oh, it's fun. You have to watch it. They turned up in fucking NCIS LA for a couple of episodes. which he was scary in that, even though he's on the good side.
He was in The Flash as well, wasn't he? Last season.
Yeah.
Or was it the season before? He was in prison with Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been last season if it was a whole thinker story arc.
But yeah. So yeah, then three at Saudi Arabia. Taker's got to retire. He doesn't need to go to Saudi Arabia.
No.
I'm waiting for them to do a show at Saudi Arabia and the place fucking explode on live TV. Because some cunt's gone in with fucking suicide vest.
Alright.
What?
Let's not deal with terrorism and shit.
Vince fucking McMahon's the biggest terrorist in wrestling.
Yeah, but let's not try and get too controversial about things like that. Or say just because it's in Saudi Arabia that something's going to blow up.
It will be. But at least they already have an Undertaker there. anyway. No thoughts on that at all?
No!
No?
No!
About Taker, Goldberg and Brock being in Saudi Arabia?
I'll be happy to see Taker and Goldberg again. Taker, I agree, he should retire. His body can't do it anymore.
No.
Not to the standard that...
It is literally dead.
He fucking... He had so many great matches. Fucking in the noughties. And up until Mania 31. And then it's all just been a bit... That the decline has been the rot set in since then.
Noticeable.
Yeah. And it's like...
I still get excited when he does fucking old school. And he just climbs up, walks along the right. I'm like, that's his best move ever. Fuck the tombstone. I reckon that's fucking better. And it's just a simple fucking move.
It's not that simple. You've got to be balanced.
Not that much. You're holding on to some fucking.
Yeah, but there have been instances where the ropes have broke during that move.
Oh, that's due to fucking negligence.
Yes, but the point is it's not an easy move.
Just walking across something.
The only ground you're standing on is that fucking thick and it snaps.
Due to negligence of some fucking idiot that's not tightening the rope.
That's not the point. It's not about whose fault it is. It's about the safety of the move and the simplicity. It's not simple.
Yeah, it is.
It isn't.
It is.
If the rope's fucking snap, it's not a simple move, is it?
It is. You've got another tube. Well, you try it then. I ain't got a rope.
Well, I'll get some rope and then fucking we'll do it next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's having a bitch again. anyway, Cornette buries the AEW roster.
Oh, God.
Everyone's favourite, Jim Cornette.
Buries, I'm fine with him burying Russo, because Russo's a fucking cop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not the Avengers Russos, because they're alright.
Yeah.
They made Captain America great again. But
yeah. He just buried the entire AEW roster. It just seems at the minute he's that fucking bitter. Name a wrestler, he'll bury him. Don't matter whether the fucking Kenny Omega, best in the fucking world, or whether it be fucking Lucha House Party, which is some little fucking midget joke, because they're all fucking tiny. It's like, they're shit. It's like, man up, Cornette, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. It just seems he hates for the sake of it.
Well, yeah. Because if you listen to any of his fucking podcasts, it's all bitching. He just bitches everything. Bitches TNA, which is understandable. Bitches Ring of Honor, New Japan, fucking Pro Gorilla. Obviously WWE, because he fucking hates fucking McMahon.
It seems to me like Cornette, it's like, sometimes you have personality traits that, you know, people will be like, oh, embrace who you are and stuff like that, lean into it. It seems to me like he's leaned into the bitch. And he's just, I think he's just doing it because that's part of who he is, and he's like, well, if that's what people expect from me, that's what I'll be. It's like I said earlier on tonight, the fucking we have a good moan on this show and that, but it's not like I want to. I don't want to come on here and fucking moan about the tag team division every week and do that. And fucking the state of the revival or fucking sanity or anything like that. I want to talk about good stuff.
But unfortunately, that's what happened.
Yeah. See, we talk about this stuff and we have to fucking... Because that's what's happening. We're not going to come on here and just be twats for the sake of being twats.
But Cornette, you can give him a subject. Anything. Clouds. Fucking wankers they are. Rain on you. Puppies. Fuck them.
Grunts of big dogs and
yeah.
Dog shit everywhere.
Bark at stuff.
Mm.
And it's like, you're just being a bitter old man for the sake of being a bitter old man. Half of these fuckers he's probably never even heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, they're not totally. Well, how the fuck would you know? Do you know every single fucking wrestler on the face of the planet? Good. 90% of them I'd never heard of. Until fucking now. He's like, yeah, I've watched a couple of them on the fucking Chew of You. And it's like, they're not fucking bad. Sammy Guevara. He's only like 22, 23.
Mm.
Shit, hot eye flyer. I've not seen any of that Sonny Kisses stuff. It's like, Bea Priestley. Apparently she's gone back to Japan.
Right.
Which is a bit strange. She can fucking wrestle. But then Will Ospreay's a rough and fucking half.
Yeah.
You know, and we all know he can fucking wrestle. But yeah, he just sits there and he's like, fuck this, fuck that, fuck the other, it ain't Vince Russo, fuck them all anyway. You miserable fucking. I liked Jim Cornette when he told the story about Brock Lesnar backstage. And he went, he told Brock Lesnar not to grab his missus by the crotch when he went to go and lift her up in some promo they were doing in ring because she had a surgery or something. Nothing to do with like tightening the vagina. And Brock was like, ah, fuck this, and went and did it anyway. And he's gone backstage. He's gone up to Brock. He's like, you might be fucking twice the size of me and you might beat the fuck out of me. But next time I see you, if you don't fucking do as I fucking tell you, I'll fucking shoot you. And Brock apparently shit himself. He's like, alright. He's like, I won't give a fuck. I'll bring a gun in here and I'll fucking shoot you dead. And Brock was like very apologetic, went straight to his missus, apologised and grovelled at her.
It's Sable.
No, it weren't Sable. It fucking Crockett's missus. Yeah. Fucking yeah.
Hell.
And it's like, it's just how he turned around and went, I will bring a gun in and I will fucking shoot you dead. And apparently just shit himself. And just went running straight to Cornette's missus. I'm sorry. I was like, that's brilliant. Sometimes he's right, sometimes he's wrong.
Mm.
But anything to do with Russo is right.
Yeah.
Killian Dane and Tyler Breeze to NXT. Reckon that's a good move?
Get some someone to bird.
Get some back on telly.
Yeah.
But, well, we know Tyler Breeze will fit in there because that's where he fucking came from.
Yeah.
Killian Dane, if it's not sanity way, would he fit in?
I think he can.
Or would he just be a big Irish fella?
I mean, Gargano's going to need a new challenger for the title, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
I'd say fucking Killian Dane brings main roster experience back to NXT with him, but he fucking doesn't because he wasn't used.
I wouldn't be upset if Tyler Breeze got a push. for the NXT title.
No.
But please change that fucking gimmick.
I don't know, it kind of works with it.
He's got the look for it, but I hate that gimmick. I always hated that gimmick. It's the poser, fucking iPhone, fucking selfie stick. It's that, ooh, I'm fucking better than you. Fuck off, referee. But I like him, because he can be funny.
Yeah.
And plus, I watch him on that up, down, fucking Xavier Woods anyway. He's pretty funny on that when he's not got his head in his phone. Waiting on his turn to play the fucking game. But yeah. So, what will that do for their careers? Because obviously, Tyler Breeze was a staple when he was used correctly. But he never really did anything major on the main roster.
Yeah, in NXT, he beat Josh in Thunder Liger.
Yeah.
I personally, if it was me, I would rather do something on NXT than do nothing on Raw or SmackDown. I mean, fuck me, the way things are now, I would rather do something on NXT than something on Raw and SmackDown.
Yep.
I mean, Breeze versus Gargano for the fucking NXT title will fucking tear the house down.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure Gargano versus Killian Dane will tear the house down.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got two guys there that can just jump straight into the main event and fucking tear it up.
But if they didn't get the push for the NXT championship, who do you think would to face Gargano?
I'd see Cole getting a rematch.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, it was a fucking awesome match.
I mean Adam Cole, not Michael Cole. Baby.
Michael Cole, baby!
Apparently there's commentary in 2K19 where they keep going on about Adam Cole's his son.
Oh, fucking hell.
Contrary to what these people say, Adam Cole is not my son.
Because it's vintage, baby!
Baby!
But yeah. Who else? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Dead noise. It's not good for podcasts.
I need to think. You just kind of put me on the spot with that. Honestly, you got Roderick Strong as well. He could fucking hang in the main event. I'd have Cole go for the NXT title and have Strong go for the North American personally, and then have Fish and O'Reilly go for the tag team again.
But I don't think Strong deserves a title. That's me personally, but I can see it being Matt Riddle.
He could, yeah, but he just lost to the Dream, so
.
I don't know. It's I feel it will be Breeze or Dane, because...
Or that fucking... You got... What's his fucking name?
Oh, Dijakovic.
That's one.
Dominic Dijakovic.
Yeah. Him.
Hmm.
Because he's getting a bit of a push later.
Yeah.
I can't even figure out who else they'd put for the North American. So who was it came out the other week? I can't remember. But then I can't remember fucking 3 days ago. No, I don't know.
Yeah, I think going back to NXT is good for Dane and Breeze.
Yeah.
Could be good for NXT as well.
Hmm. Get some fucking TV time even.
Yeah.
But the villain.
Marty Scurll.
My t-shirt. Might be going to AEW. I'm surprised they've not took him with. But then that'd be like half the Bullet Club that's gone with him. Because I know he lost against Nick. Fucking what's his face? He used to be in Gladiators.
Oh, Nick Aldis.
That's the one. Yeah.
He was Magnus in TNA, wasn't he? And then he was the NWA champion.
Yeah, well, he's still NWA champion.
Is it?
Yeah, because Marty Scurll challenged him for it.
I thought Cody took it off him.
Yeah.
Who did Cody beat for the NWA title then?
Well, not unless he fucking took it back off him.
He might have done.
But Marty Scurll challenged him at the Crockett Cup for the NWA title. Obviously, he didn't win it.
Mm.
He's only like 3 foot two. And Nick Aldis is like 6 foot fucking 1,103.
He married to Mickey Jane.
Yeah. But yeah. It's like.
Next, yeah, I used to read his. I think it was the Fighting Spirit magazine. And Nick Aldis used to have like a little column in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I used to like enjoy reading that. I was quite chuffed when I found out he was going to TNA. But then they did him like a fucking. They just made him like the fucking gladiator and shit like that. Like, not the fucking "are you a gladiator" stuff either. It's like the fucking
Sparta!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brutus Magnus, I think.
Oh, because he was in Gladiators.
Yeah.
I thought, fuck, you know. But then, that's that era of TNA. And play off anything.
Mm.
Oh, he was in Gladiators. We'll make him a gladiator.
Yeah.
But the Spartacus time, not the jet.
Let's do that with Ric Flair. Back in the 90s, that's why he fucking left and went to WWF back in 91. Because I think it was Jim Herd wanted Flair to take a pay cut and drop down the card and become a Spartacus type gladiator.
Really?
Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wowzers in your trousers. Last but not least, Seth doesn't want Reigns back at Raw.
I wouldn't. Even if I was Roman Reigns' best friend, I would be like, it's my turn now.
See, I don't know whether it's story or whether it's not.
I think the general consensus is that if Reigns is on Raw, he's going to get pushed ahead of everybody else.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the CM Punk thing again, isn't it? But we'll set. Where the champion doesn't get the main event because Roman Reigns is there. Much like CM Punk couldn't get the main event because John Cena.
But I don't think Reigns would be like, yeah, I'm just going to go for the title. If they turned around and went, right, you're going to fight Seth for the title and you're going to take it off. I don't think he's going to be all like, yeah, okay.
Well, no,
with it being his best, but I think he'd be like, no, hang on. It's like, you've pushed me enough to do this, you know, be the fucking Universal Champion. So, whatever, Trevor.
See, I don't know, because the amount of shit that they've tried to do to get Roman Reigns over, and the amount of things that that they've made him do, and it hasn't worked. I don't know if Roman Reigns either A, has the pull to fucking veto or say no to certain things.
Of course he can.
Or whether he's got the confidence to. Because remember, he was hated for so long, and then they decided it'd be a good idea to have him beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania. They thought that would turn him face. They were trying to get him over as such a fucking face, the next big babyface superstar, and they fucking booked him to beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania. They thought that was a good idea. And he went along with it. I think Roman Reigns is one of those that's just like, I think there's certain things that he doesn't want to do, but he'll do it because he's a company guy. And the fact that if he says no to anything like that, then, yeah, they can just
Oh, they'll just...
At the snap of their fingers, they'll bury it.
They'll do that whether he's fucking on top of the world or not.
Yeah. So he's got a lot, you know, he's got fucking... he probably does what he's told. Because it's fucking... Yeah, you know, he's got a family to feed. He's got his daughter, his wife, his fucking twin babies. His twin sons. And he hasn't been around that long that he would have made enough money to, like, to take a drop down the car.
Oh, I don't know. You'd pay handsomely.
Yeah, but...
Especially with having, like, three fucking title reigns.
Yeah, but he's only been there 5 years or so.
Yeah.
I don't... it's probably, yeah, he's getting enough money now, but if he fucking says, like, no, I don't want to do that, and Vince is like, well, that's it for you, pal. And then he takes a fucking drop in pay and a drop down the card, then...
Well, they can't give him a drop in pay because he's already signed the contract.
Yeah, but when a new contract comes around and stuff like that...
Oh, he can bury him like full, but if a new contract comes around and they're still burying him, he'll just be like, see you later, bye.
Mm. But does he want to do that? Or does he want security for his family? Stability?
But WWE is the lowest paying company. But they're the biggest name. Why do you think Vince is a billionaire?
Well, he doesn't pay healthcare or anything like that.
Oh, no.
No, something like someone did a breakdown of how much it would cost to actually give the wrestlers healthcare. Everybody on the road to do all the health and travel needs and that, it would cost them about $30 million. Which is less than, it was only about half of what they fucking got from fucking one Saudi event last year.
No, I think the first Saudi event was $20 million.
I think Crown Jewel was.
It was $20 million.
It might have been for like both then, but fucking just running the Saudi shows or whatever would have covered that for their health insurance and stuff for 2 years.
Exactly. But because they're absolute wobbles cop.
I just don't think Roman Reigns is the sort of guy that would say no to the company.
Well, I think he needs to.
They've just fucking stuck by him through his fucking leukemia ordeal. Imagine.
Well, if they fucking didn't, you imagine the uproar.
Yeah, but imagine the fucking debt he probably feels towards them now. Because they're stuck by him.
Because he was ill.
Yeah. But this is WWE we're talking about.
Yeah. What got to do with them?
Yeah, they're not exactly known for their fucking sensitivity.
Oh, we know that. But he's come out and he's been like, yeah, I've got leukemia, so I'm going to be off of it.
Hmm. And they surprisingly supported him.
Well, we're going to. Because it's cancer.
Yeah.
And they sponsor fucking cancer charities.
Yes, but
you imagine if they turn around where we're not even going to address it, these charities are going to be like, you can fuck right off.
But point I'm trying to make is, they've done a lot for him, so he probably feels like he owes them. I just don't see Roman Reigns as the sort of guy that would be like, no. Whether it's in the best interest of the company or the brand or his opponent or whatever, he just doesn't seem like the sort of guy that's going to be like, that's not a good idea.
Well, he needs to be.
Yeah, but... And John Cena never was either, was it?
Oh, John Cena, fucking... If he could, he'd suck his own fucking dick. Is that up himself?
Yeah.
That's why he's still got his fucking dad here.
Fucking stars, if that's SummerSlam with the Nexus. That was fucking terrible. Anyway.
Shocking shower of shit.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's a storyline thing with Seth or whether it's real. I do think they need to be kept apart.
Yep.
So Roman can have his own time. Seth can have his time. So Roman can, you know, build himself up on SmackDown and not get thrust back into the main event scene, which, to be fair, they haven't done yet. We've got Kofi versus Kevin Owens. He's had his ring match against Daniel Bryan. Roman isn't anywhere near the main event picture yet.
That's because they're slowly bringing him in.
Yeah, but at least they're taking the time with it.
That's why they're putting him against Elias. Even though Elias is a fucking big name there, but he's not done a lot lately. He's just sat in a ring and got interrupted.
Yeah. Right, is that everything?
Unless you got it.
No, I think we've covered everything. But yeah, it's been a ride again. Hopefully next week we'll have something more positive to talk about.
Yeah.
And if not, then we might have to rethink the fucking structure of this podcast, because I'm getting sick of coming on here and moaning every Tuesday night.
All right, next week it can be the predictions of Money in the Bank.
Yeah, we can do that.
Which is nice.
And then I did talk about doing like retrospective pieces, didn't I?
Yeah.
On certain wrestlers and that. Maybe we can jump into one of those after Money in the Bank, once we've got the review out of the way. And we'll discuss some. Who should we start with?
I have no idea. It depends how far you want to go back. 80s, 90s.
If we start with Lou Thesz.
I loved his bench press. The end. Oh, it depends what area you want to start.
Alright, let's go with The Undertaker. Start things off with.
You fucking would.
It's a nice.
Biggest bum chum.
Well, I'm not.
Well, you are, because every time you make fucking Desires, you've got to have Undertaker's moves and his 27 day fucking entrance.
Says you with your fucking 26 day Randy Orton entrance.
Not anymore.
Well, you used to.
Used to, because yeah. I thought you fucking get it.
No, it's you fucking had it.
Now I've got Sting.
No, you've got Aleister Black.
Now I've got Aleister Black.
Yeah.
But I had Sting as well.
You had Sting. Because
it came out with a baseball bat.
Yeah. Until they edited that and he came out saying woo, and we thought that ain't in your character.
Hang on a minute. Woo! Right, yeah. Hey ho.
I'm just thinking, yeah, for doing a retrospective, Undertaker's one I'm more familiar with. You got any better ideas? Who do you want to cover?
I don't know.
Well, you see, I've come up with a name you haven't, so. Yeah,
because it's the first fucking thing that comes out your arse. Undertaker.
Fine, we won't do Undertaker then.
Undertaker. I'll bet you're going to say, I fucking knew you were going to say that next. Next thing you know, after it'll be Midian.
Viscera. Sting.
Sting.
You know what I do like that Ministry lineup?
I know.
I'm not going to fucking talk about Midian and Viscera. I ran around with a bum bag on and a fucking. Undertaker a tattoo on his head.
Massive silk shirt that you fucking 617 in. Fuck yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'll have a think.
Well, we've got next week we'll have the Money in the Bank predictions.
Yep.
Week after we'll have the review.
Yeah.
And then the week after that we'll do the retrospective.
Yeah.
So, well, 3 weeks. I'll let you pick the first one.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's get thinking.
Yeah.
3 weeks to figure out what you're saying. But yeah.
Almost as long as your entrance.
Fucking rich coming from you. Fucking hell. Yours is still going on. It's been 3.5 years.
Yeah, from the debut of RCW.
Yeah.
My Xbox entrance is still happening.
Your fucking PS2 entrance is still fucking going.
Yeah. I'm out of Warzone on the PS1, bitch.
Oh, fucking love that game.
Anyway, let's, it's been about 10 minutes longer than last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Because you didn't answer anything.
I did?
Yeah, that was great. No, maybe. That was it.
Put more into it, man! Fuck off!
I need a wee. And on that note, bye.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. Big thanks for listening to him.
Yay.
And you shall hear from us next week. Ciao.